kids in my class make fun of me for going to Bible study. So I'm going to tell them they're a bunch of sinners.
Whoa, hold on there. You'll do much better if you show them love instead. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. If you've been teased for being a Christian, then you know it's no fun to be made fun of. You might want to say mean things back to kids, but here's what you need to remember. Before you were a Christian, you did a lot of bad things too. It's only because Jesus saved you that you are different and headed to heaven one day. Proverbs 25 verse 15 says, "Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone." Our story for today is called A Gentle Nudge. Maria and I are going to do something about those kids who tease us for going to the after-school Bible club, Bailey told her mom on the way home from school. "Do what exactly?" Mom asked, coming to a stop at a noisy construction zone. "We're going to write a letter telling them they're sinners headed straight for hell and have everyone in our Bible club sign it," Bailey said. "Then none of us will talk to them until they quit being so mean." The jackhammers ripping up the road made too much noise for Mom to answer. Once they pulled into their driveway, she turned to look at Bailey. "Do you see how hard the people back there had to work to get through the asphalt?" Bailey nodded. "Before you go in, I want to show you something," Mom said, getting out of the car. Bailey followed her to the end of the driveway where Mom pointed to a little green plant poking through the asphalt. "How can a little stem like that break through the driveway?" Bailey asked. Mom smiled. "Isn't it interesting how those workers back there had to use a jackhammer to break through the asphalt, but little plants can gently and steadily push their way through?" She looked at Bailey. "It sounds like you're planning to use a jackhammer approach with those kids at school, but I think slow and steady gentleness would be more effective." "What do you mean?" asked Bailey. "Instead of writing a nasty letter, speak the truth kindly," said Mom. "After all, you and all the kids at Bible Club are sinners too. The only reason you've been saved from sin is because Jesus gave his life for you, and you're gathering together to get to know him better. And he says to love your enemies just like he loves you, a sinner. Instead of trying to jackhammer the truth into those kids, why not plant a seed in their hearts by telling them what Jesus has done for you and inviting them to come to Bible Club if they want to learn more?" Bailey was quiet for a moment. "You're right," she said. "If we're at Bible Club to learn about Jesus and how much he loves us, we should act like him." Well, how about you? What kind of approach do you use when others tease you about your faith? A jackhammer approach or a gentle one? Jesus used a gentle approach when he was treated badly, and he wants you to do the same. Talk to an adult about how you can use a gentle approach when others are mean to you. God may use your kindness and gentleness to break through their hearts. Our key verse is Proverbs 25:15.
"Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone."
And our key thought for Sunday, develop a gentle spirit. I'm glad I could spend some time with you today on the Keys for Kids story. If you want an easy way to make the stories a part of your everyday life, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen wherever you have an Echo device, like in the bathroom brushing your teeth, or in the kitchen eating lunch, or even at bedtime just before you go to sleep. It's a great way to make time with God a part of your life. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.